Muy buenas tardes, un saludo al misionero Miguel Bermúdez Marín y a todos los ministros, hermanos y hermanas.
Good afternoon. Greetings to missionary Miguel Bermúdez Marín and to all the ministers, brothers and sisters who are gathered today, Friday, April 25 of this year 2025, and who are connected through the Amazonas satellite and the Eutelsat 8 satellite in the different countries. Today, our subject is the book Sealed with Seven Seals, which was a Bible study of introduction, which Dr. William Soto Santiago preached to us on Friday, February 19 of 2016 in Cayey, Puerto Rico. And he read to us the scripture of the book of Revelation in chapter 5, verse 1 and on, and let's see in chapter 10 here, verse 1, where it tells us, "And I saw another mighty angel came down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillar of fire. And he had in his hand a little book opened, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and he cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer, that is, the time of redemption." He writes there, redemption. In other words, the time of the dispensation of grace, which the door of the dispensation of grace is closed. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. The book sealed with seven seals, you may please be seated. In the message, Returning Home, preached by Dr. William Soto Santiago on January 6 of 1985 in Maturin, Venezuela, he tells us, "But those who are at the bottom, when that great and marvelous thing was happening on Mount Transfiguration, and Jesus was transfigured there, his raiment had been changed, Moses and Elijah there as well, and three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John. What did those who were at the bottom know about what was happening at the top? They knew the same thing that those who are at the bottom know nowadays, meaning the same thing that today at this end time is known by those who are at the bottom, meaning they know nothing of what is taking place at the edge of the cornerstone and the dispensation of the kingdom. That is why they do not understand, they do not comprehend what God is doing above, at the top, at the edge of the cornerstone, where God's sons and daughters, God's elect, in the fulfillment of the prophecies that were announced and were spoken by Reverend William Branham, forerunner of the coming of the Lord, and also by our beloved brother, Dr. William Soto Santiago, bringing to us the good tidings, the news of everything that would be happening in the midst of the church bride. Notice, up there is where everything that they said would happen under the tent ministry, under that ministry that would have a great tent cathedral, is taking place, where God would be manifesting the whole divine program for the close and the beginning of that glorious millennial kingdom, the close of the kingdom of the Gentiles and the beginning of the eternal kingdom of God, of that messianic kingdom, where there will be peace, happiness, and prosperity, because we would have that son of prosperity in our midst. Therefore, everything which that son of prosperity would be carrying out would prosper. And that is how that messianic kingdom would be, in prosperity in every sphere. Now, notice what he says here. What did they know about what was taking place or happening above? They didn't know anything at that time when, in those moments, the Son was being adopted. Now it says, they won't know anything about what will be happening at the top of Mount Zion, because only those who will be there, because they have been called with the great voice of trumpet, are the only ones who will know what is happening there. They are the only ones who will be seeing what Peter, James, and John saw. See, the only ones who are up there, they are the only ones who can see the ministry of Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. The rest, those who are below, they cannot see it. In other words, there has to be a group of people the equivalent of what was there back then. Back then, there was a group at the bottom of the mountain who didn't understand, didn't comprehend it, didn't see those ministries. And at this same time, there is also a group at the bottom who cannot see, cannot comprehend. And since they cannot see, because they are not up there, they are all confused. Now, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear all that is happening at the top of the Mount Zion. Blessed are those who are up there, and there they can see the ministry of Jesus, Moses, and Elijah, as simple as that. Now, he goes on to say, what did they see? They saw Moses and Elijah speaking with the Son who was being adopted. And Jesus, the one who was being adopted, was seeing the same thing and hearing and receiving the message of Moses and Elijah. That will be what we will be seeing and what we'll be hearing at this end time. And once everything that has to happen on the mount of the adoption at the top of the mountain has finished, we can say, and after that, the world is ours, because all the kingdoms will go to the hands of the Lord, and since we are heirs of Christ, everything will be ours. Look, in the Book of the Seals on page 104, Reverend William Branham tells us, which is from the message, the breach. He says, page 104, he says, notice, here he comes, leaves the throne as intercessor, as a slain lamb to become a lion, king, to bring the whole world into judgment that's rejected. Our kinsman redeemer then is king overall. And he writes there to the right, judgment. And he also writes future. Why? He's got the title deed of redemption. It all lays within his hand. I am glad I know him, see? Then claims his inheritance, that's the church, the bride. He claims it. What does he do then? He disposes his contestant, Satan. He throws him into a lake of fire with all those who was inspired by Satan to reject his word of redemption. He is king now. Now, notice, all those who reject the word as the lion of the tribe of Judah are the same ones in a present-day form and with new characters, the same ones who rejected back then in the time of the word made flesh. And at this end time, there are those equivalent people where the spirits of those fallen angels become incarnate in those people and they reject the word again. They crucify it again. How? In a modern way. Now, in a writing, look, of a Bible study, he writes, he is king over all because he has the legal document of the title deed, the book of the seven seals. Now, our brother William goes on to say, let's repeat it again in case someone is writing it down. He is king over all because he has the legal document of the title deed, the book of the seven seals. That is why he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He has the title deed, meaning that ministry of Moses and Elijah have the title deed, because without the title deed, no human being can be transformed, and they will not be able to see those who will resurrect either. The title deed has to be in the midst of the church of the Lord, and that is for our age, the age of the cornerstone, and to our dispensation, the dispensation of the kingdom. That cannot happen under the dispensation of grace. It could not happen back then. That is why when he stopped and ordered that we eliminate the baptisms and the Holy Supper and all of that, it was because that messianic ministry was about to start already. And as he had said, do it until I come. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, there he tells us in the writing that he placed there, until the second coming of the Lord. And since the second coming of the Lord, that messianic ministry was going to begin in that fulfillment of the prophecy of the 10th vision, where the ministry of Jesus would also be there, then all those memorials that belonged to the dispensation of grace had to end. And by the Lord being present in his coming, fulfilling his coming of that angel that was different from the rest, who has the seventh seal, who brings the revelation of the thunders which give the rapture in faith, well, the dispensation of grace must come to an end, and that messenger must begin, who has reached the end of the dispensation of grace and the beginning of the new dispensation. The messenger who continues with the people of God in each time always reaches the end of an age or of a dispensation. Now he goes on to say here, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of Christ, and because they are his, they are ours. And we will reign with Christ for 1,000 years, 1,000 years of peace, 1,000 years of love, 1,000 years of happiness, 1,000 years of endless riches. If you aren't rich materially here, that is only for a period of time. Some for 50 years, if they live 50 years. Others for 70 years, if you live 70 years. But don't worry, you are rich. And we have 1,000 years to begin to use to enjoy those riches of the Lord. And that will be spiritually and materially. Therefore, we can only say one thing. We will continue to cry with groaning which cannot be uttered, crying out and longing and asking the Lord for our adoption, the transformation of our bodies. And we say, angel of the book of Revelation of chapter 8, take our prayers and put them in the golden censer and add a lot of incense to our prayers together with the prayers of the saints who have departed in Christ Jesus and are in paradise, and take fire of the golden altar and offer to God the incense with our prayers. Now, look at the request that he makes to the Lord, to God, for that angel of the book of Revelation of chapter 8, who is none other than the seventh seal, the coming of the Lord, of which we were speaking about on Sunday in that message, the censer in the most holy place, which was preached on October 4 of 2009. And notice, he tells us there. So we are in a very, very important time. Everything that is taking place in heaven has been reflected on earth in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever is happening at the incense altar, where that angel takes, who is a main priest of the heavenly temple, will be happening in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, where someone will be the representation of that angel who takes the censer in heaven to take the prayers of the saints before the presence of God, meaning that upon opening the seventh seal, that angel who is there carrying out that work, that labor, there must be an equivalent on earth. There must be an instrument, a veil of flesh. And surely that angel will also be in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we cannot explain too much there to avoid completely opening that mystery. But remember, everything that will be happening in heaven, where Christ, the Lamb of God, who becomes the Lion of the tribe of Judah, takes the book sealed with seven seals out of the right hand of God, and all of this will then be reflected in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore the church of the Lord Jesus Christ will receive that book sealed with seven seals opened and will have it in her midst. Reverend William Branham, in the Book of the Seals, on page 96, he tells us, page 96, it says, now, break the seals and release all the mysteries to them, to the seventh angel, whose message is to reveal all the mysteries of God. And he writes there, to the seventh angel. In the other book, he writes to the seventh dispensational angel. The mysteries of God lays in the seven seals. See? That's what he said here. All the mysteries lays in these seven seals. And the Lamb comes forth now from being a mediator between God and the man. He becomes a lion. And when he becomes a lion, he takes the book. That's his rights. God has held it, the mystery, but now the Lamb comes. Nobody could take the book. It's still in the hands of God. No pope, priest, whatever it might be, they can take it. No, the book, the seven seals hasn't been revealed yet. See? But when the mediator, when his work is done and as an intercessor, he comes forth, and John, the elder said, he is a lion, and he comes forth, watch him. Oh my, see, he comes forth to take the book, now watch, to reveal the mysteries of God that others has guessed at in all these denominational ages. Now, here in a little part there is a writing. There he writes, when the last elect comes in, Christ, and in another sentence, takes the book and opens it and claims it. And he also writes, the seventh angel on earth, and he writes above dispensational, the angel of Jesus, the seventh angel on earth to whom Christ comes and gives the book of the seven seals. That instrument, that veil of flesh has to be on earth so that the title deed may come to earth and carry out the claiming work and for the resurrection to take place and the transformation to take place. He cannot be in paradise in the sixth dimension. He has to be on earth in order for the book, the title deed, to be given to the human race. It must be through a man, as simple as that. Therefore, every group that wishes to be transformed must look for that instrument to receive from him and must be alive to receive all the teaching that is said, that was said, that will be made known in the fulfillment of the tenth vision, where it was seen that Brother William told us that he said that there would be preaching. He said that then would come the calling to the altars. Calling to the altars will be seen. Then later on, the prayer line would be seen. In other words, all these stages would have their time and their process. They would interlace with each other as time passed. Now we are in the stage of the preaching. Now, he continues saying here, further on in this message, the censor in the most holy place, he says, just as Christ, the Messiah, takes the title deed there, then gives it to another man here on earth to eat it, as simple as that. That instrument will be the representation of what happens in heaven. Notice, everything is so simple, but notice, all of this cannot be understood by any of those who are not in the summit. They can read, they can hear all of this, and they don't understand, they can't comprehend it. Instead, they fight against it. But those who are at the top are the ones who manage to understand, to comprehend where they are standing and who has that title deed to give it to the people. And that is what those who are at the top are receiving today. That is why you can see Jesus, Moses, and Elijah in that instrument. Because the book was opened not for Christ, says on page 121 of the Book of the Seals in English, in the Book of the Seals, on page, let's see where we can start here, on page 121, it says, now, the Lamb, in the time of intercessory back here, he knew that there were names in there that was put in there from the foundation of the world. As long as them names have never been manifested on earth as yet, he had to stay there as intercessor. Do you get it? Perfectly, predestination. See, all right, he had to stay there because he came to die for those that God had ordained to eternal life, see? By his foreknowledge, he saw them, not by his own will. His will was that none should perish, but by his foreknowledge. He knew who would and who would not. Therefore, as long as there was one name hadn't never yet been declared in earth, Christ has to stay there as an intercessor to take care of that name. But as soon as that final name had been splashed in that Clorox or bleach, then his intercessory days was over. Let him that's filthy be filthy still. Let him that's holy, he is holy still. See? And he leaves the sanctuary, and then it becomes a judgment seat. And now he draws a cornerstone and the ages and an arrow towards the cornerstone. Woe unto those outside of Christ then. In other words, outside of the age of the cornerstone, where the only one who takes the prayers of the saints, both of those who have departed and those of our time, and those from the resurrection who are crying out for the resurrection, is that angel of the golden censer of Revelation 8, who is represented on earth in that last messenger, where he is the only door so that worship can reach the presence of God and prayers as well. And on page 114, it tells us, page 133 at the bottom, it says, and notice, the first seal opened, the first seal when it was opened in the symbol form, it thundered. Now, what about when it's opened in its reality form? My, it thundered as soon as the Lamb struck back the seal. And what did it reveal? Not all of itself. And there he writes on the left, symbol, because remember that everything has to be symbolized. And what did it reveal? Not all itself. First, it's with God. Next, it's in a symbol, and then it was revealed. Three things, see? It come forth from the throne. First, it can't be seen, heard, or nothing. It's sealed up. The Lamb's blood paid the price. It thundered when he spoke it out. And when he did, a white horse rider started out, and it was still a symbol. Now watch, he said it would be known in the last day, but it comes forth in a church symbol. Do you understand it, church? It comes forth in a symbol of a church, that they know there is a seal, but just what it is, yet they don't know, because it's a white horse rider, and only is to be revealed at the last day when this actual seal is broken. And he writes on the right, actually opened, future, and he writes, the book for the bride. When this actual seal is broken, broken to who? Not to Christ, but to the church. And there on the left he writes future to, and he draws a Star of David and a cornerstone and the ages. And on the right, that's where he had written the book for the bride. Now, notice that it is for the church bride. Now, notice what the message that we are reading goes on to say, returning home. Dr. William Soto continues to tell us here. Now he goes on to say, we know that the ministry of that angel of Revelation chapter 8 is the ministry that will offer or present to God the prayer or prayers of the saints, the prayers, the cry for the transformation of our bodies, of us who are alive, and the resurrection of the dead in Christ. That couldn't be carried out in another age because it wasn't the time to offer the prayers of the saints. It wasn't the time to offer the prayer for resurrection and transformation of our bodies before the presence of God. But we are at the time because the revelation of the book of Revelation in chapter 8 shows that it is at the time of the opening of the seventh seal, the time when the seventh seal is opened to the public, and the mystery of the coming of the Lord in the last days is revealed. That is the time when the prayers of the saints, now he says, that is the time when the prayers of the saints for the adoption, for the resurrection and the transformation of our bodies is offered before the presence of God to have the divine answer, bringing forth the adoption, the transformation of our bodies. That prayer with the censer, incense, will reach God's presence and will be answered. We will receive the answer by receiving the transformation of our bodies, thus receiving our returning to our home. And further on, he says, whoever doesn't pray for the adoption, for his adoption, and for his transformation won't be adopted, won't be transformed, because the prayer of those who will pray are the prayers that will reach the presence of God through the ministry that will bring those prayers all the way to the presence of God. Who will bring the prayers before the presence of God? Who is bringing the prayers before the presence of God? That ministry. Through the ministry that will bring those prayers all the way to the presence of God with the golden censer. How will that take place? God knows the details, and He will reveal them to the one who is to carry that work out. In other words, the instrument at this end time, that instrument knows how to do that work, and He will know how to bring and knows how He is bringing the prayers of all the elect of God so that they can see those who are going to resurrect and also so that they are transformed. We should be praying a lot because our request will reach the presence of God and our prayer will be answered and we will be returning home. Let's stand and thus leave in this subject the book sealed with seven seals, our dear brother and friend, Dr. William Soto Santiago.